and let there be love shared among us.
Come on.
Heavenly Father, today we thank you for the love of mothers and caregivers everywhere. You know well the blessings that a loving home can bring. Receive our thanks for all the love we have received in our homes, especially from those who have cared for us from our earliest years. Hear our prayers for mothers everywhere, that they may never lose heart or be taken for granted, but to receive from their children the honour and love you showed to your mother, Mary. Bless and keep them all. In your name we pray. Amen. Let us join together by saying the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Now, today I'm going to tell you a story about a little girl called Clementina, which was quite an unusual name. But actually, she wasn't a very unusual girl. She was an ordinary girl. She was 11 years old, and she lived with her mum and her dad and her two younger sisters in a suburb just outside a large town. Her grandma lived close by, and Clementina was very fond of her grandma. And at the time I'm telling you this story, her grandma's 60th birthday was coming up. So she thought, I'd really like to get Granny something really special for her birthday. Now, she thought a bit, and then one day, in the local shop, she saw a box of Grandma's favourite chocolate biscuits. Now, the fact that they also happened to be Clementina's favourite chocolate biscuits was also relevant, but she's a little bit devious occasionally. However, she saw this box and thought, this would be great, she'd love it. However, there was one problem. It cost £5.99, and Clementina had spent all her pocket money that week on a bumper edition of her favourite music magazine, and so she didn't have any money left. So she thought and thought, and then she came up with an idea. So that week, she was extra helpful around the house, doing just a bit more than she usually did. And on Friday evening, before she went to bed, she sat down and she wrote a letter. And this is what the letter said. Dear Mum, here is my bill for last week's work. Cleaning shoes, 80p. Helping with the shopping, £1.20. Feeding the dog 7 days at 20p a day, £1.40. Washing up, sometimes, £1. Setting the table each night, 60p. It's quite cheap, really, isn't it? Tidying up my room, 99p. Total, £5.99. Love, Clementina. So she put the letter in an envelope and put her mum's name on it and left it where she knew mum would see it, and then she went to bed. So the next morning she came down and she was very pleased to see that the letter had gone. And in its place was another letter with her name on it. And it said, Dear Clementina, Enclosed is £5.99, and many thanks for all your help. Now, here is my bill. Feeding and clothing you for 11 years, nothing. Nursing you through measles, chicken pox, etc., etc., nothing. Transport to brownies, swimming, gymnastics, etc., nothing. Cost of holidays and entertainment for 11 years, nothing. Total, nothing. Now, when Clementina read that, she felt very humble. And for the first time, she realized just what her mother's love really meant to her. And it was all given free. Well, she did get the box of biscuits for her grandma, and her grandma enjoyed them very much, and she even gave Clementina a couple of them. But she'd learned a big lesson that day. And the next time Mothering Sunday came around, it meant a great deal more to her than ever before. And she thought back to that letter her mum had written to her, a letter rather like her name, never to be forgotten. I think we all can relate to that one, can't we? Now we're going to... When Lorraine and I got together to plan this service today, we were thinking about women in the Bible and mothers in the Bible. And prompted by one of the lectionary readings for today from John, we decided to look into the story of Mary, because I'm not saying we neglect Mary in the Methodist Church, but we tend to leave it to the Catholics. That sounds disrespectful. I don't mean it to be in a disrespectful way, but we wanted to today focus a little on Mary, and so I'll invite Lorraine to come forward, or should I say Mary to come forward.
Are you first? Sorry.
So the first reading is taken from Luke 1, 26 to 44, the birth of Jesus foretold. In the sixth month, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words, and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign with the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she who was said to be barren is in her sixth month. For nothing is impossible with God. I am the Lord's servant, Mary answered. May it be to me as you have said. Then the angel left her.
I was so aware that God had chosen me for this purpose because of his amazing grace, and not because of any merit on my part. I felt totally unworthy and terrified at the path that lay ahead. I thought about Joseph and how he would react to the news of a baby before we had got married. And I thought about the people in the village. Would they cast me out because of this baby that I would carry? And yet, despite all of those issues and all of those concerns, I had the utmost faith that as God had called me to this task, he would also equip me for the task ahead of me. And as I had done throughout my young life, I knew that I needed to trust in God and allow him to make the path smooth for me. And how I wanted to glorify God for choosing me to be his humble servant, to bear the Son of God. Now, my voice is not as good as it used to be when I was a teenager, and so I asked a friend to record the song that I sang as I came back from visiting Elizabeth and seeing her with child. The song is in Aramaic because that's the language I sang in at the time, but after each section there is an English translation so that you'll be able to follow what I said.
Of their hearts, now give up.
means magnifies, because I felt that the Lord had magnified my soul for the love that I had for him and the blessings that he would rain on me. But that adoration was not just for blessing me, but the idea that God would be blessing the whole world through the baby that I would carry. Yes, I knew that there would be difficulties along the way, but God would be with me, and I trusted in his faithful provision. Now we have the next reading, please. Jesus presented in the temple.
When the time of their purification, according to the law of Moses, had been completed, Joseph and Mary took him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male is to be consecrated to the Lord and to offer a sacrifice in keeping with what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem called Simeon, who was righteous and devout. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Christ. Moved by the Spirit, he went into the temple courts. When the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what the custom of the law required, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, "Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you now dismiss your servant in peace. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all people, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and for glory to your people Israel." The child's father and mother marveled at what was said about him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, "This child is destined to cause the falling and rising of many in Israel, to be a sign that will be spoken against, so that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed. And a sword will pierce your own soul too."
Anyway, I didn't understand Simeon's reference, but I did come to understand it later in life. And now we're going to have the last reading, please.
Reading is from John 19, verses 25 to 27. Near the cross of Jesus stood his mother, his mother's sister Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother there, and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to her, "Woman, here is your son." And to the disciple, "Here is your mother." From that time on, this disciple took her into his home. Thanks be to God.
And now, at the foot of the cross, my mind travels back around 33 years to that time in the temple when Simeon spoke. And I knew exactly what he meant about a sword piercing my soul. As I watched what was unfolding in front of me, the soldiers were casting lots for my son's clothes. The tunic that I had so lovingly made for him. It really hurt that day. And the air was heavy with dust. And the sky, although midday, had begun to dim. It was as if creation itself could not watch what was unfolding before us. And at the foot of the cross stood just a small cluster of people. Gone were the crowds who had shouted, "Hosanna!" Gone were the disciples, apart from John, who stayed to witness. Just a small cluster sharing in Jesus' suffering. And you cannot even begin to imagine the pain in my heart that day as I watched Jesus on the cross. How my soul was being torn apart that day. And yet, I am the person I am today because of those experiences. Because of that hurt and that pain, I grew to love even more. And I am the person I am today because of my experiences. And yet, even though Jesus was in so much pain and he had been through so much, he still found time to think about his mother. Even though what he was doing was a universal and amazing thing for the whole of mankind, he still thought about his little old mom. When he said, "Woman, here is your son." And to John, "Here is your mother." I hadn't even had time to think about how I would cope, being a widow, not having my son. But Jesus had thought about all of that. And we think of the cross as being the place where Jesus bore the sins of the world. And of course, it is that place. But here, in the midst of cosmic redemption, Jesus did something startlingly ordinary. He made sure that his mother is kept. Think about that. The one who is holding the universe together holy family and how we would cope in the future. And this isn't just Jesus being sentimental. I think it's a declaration that the kingdom of God is all about relationship, that it's all about love that we share with one another. And even in his final words, Jesus is creating a new family, not bound by blood, but by faith and by love. A family not defined by DNA, but by the love of God poured out in Christ. A new family is created in the shadow of the cross. And it's here at the foot of the cross, as Jesus sheds his blood, and I embrace John, and he embraces me. It's here that the Mother Church is formed. The cross is not only the place where our sins are forgiven, but it's also the place where we can be transformed through relationship, through love. And the death of my son on the cross completely changed our relationship. It changed from one of flesh to one defined by faith and by spirit. The loss of Jesus was incredible to a mother who cared for him and loved him. But at the same time, I also gained Jesus as my Lord and Saviour. We here today are blood relatives, not because we share the same DNA, but because we are bound by the blood of Jesus that he shed for each and every one of us on the cross. No. Despite all of the pain and all of the suffering, I would not change my life for a moment.
Later.
For it is because I learned to walk so faithfully with God that God's blessings came upon me. And now we are going to take up the offering. For the church that sustains us, feeds us, gives us hope, and strengthens us day by day. Loving Father God, we give thanks for your church. We give thanks for all of the people, our sisters and brothers within the church. And we thank you, Lord, for blessing us and sustaining us day by day. And we'd like to give something back. And Lord, we ask that you would bless these funds so that more people would learn about your kingdom, about your love, and about your faithfulness. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. that everything had changed. The only certain thing was the child had moved within, on the road that would not end, winding down to Bethlehem. So far away from home, just a blanket on the floor of a vacant cattle store. But there the child was born. She held him always be so bitter and so sweet. And did she see there in the straw by his head a thorn? And did she smell myrrh in the air on that starry night? Down the centuries, a virgin shall conceive, God with us, Prince of Peace, Man of Sorrows, strangest name, oh Joseph, there it comes again. So bitter yet so sweet. And did she see there in the straw? A thorn. And did she smell myrrh in the air on that starry night? And did she hear angels sing not so far away, till at last the as you watched him through the years, her joy was mingled with her tears. As you feel it all again, the glory and the shame. And when the miracles began, she wondered, who is this man? And where will this all end? Till against a darkness sky, the son she loved was lifted high, and with his dying breath she heard him say, Father, forgive. And to the criminal beside him, today with me in paradise. So bitter yet so sweet. And did she see there in the storm by his head? Not so far away from that, too.
I'm just a very ordinary person who was called by God to be faithful to him, and I humbly and gladly accepted the task that he set for me. Yes, there have been difficulties. There has been suffering. But I have been uniquely blessed as the mother of Jesus, simply for doing what I was asked to do. A Mothering Sunday is so much deeper than we might at first imagine. Of course, it's a time to celebrate the love of our mothers, the love of all of those who have cared for us. But it's also time to give thanks for the Mother Church that was born that day at the cross. And today, we are grateful for all of our blood relatives. Those that share the same DNA as us, and our church family who share in the blood of Christ. For my whole life, I have tried to be obedient to God's calling and his call on my life. And I urge all of you to continue to praise God even in your suffering, and to be witnesses to his love. Surrender your whole lives to God and point others to Jesus, my son and saviour of the whole world. And just as I told the servants at the wedding in Cana all those years ago, when the wine ran out, I told them to listen to Jesus and to do what he said. And that's the message I want to leave with you today. Listen to Jesus and do whatever he tells you. And as it's Mothering Sunday, I brought a special gift for all the ladies in the congregation today. We have them here lovingly wrapped by our friend Linda. Thank you, Linda. It's a candle. And I'd like us, each time we light that candle, to think about the way that the love of Jesus lights up our world. How he lights up the world and stamps out the darkness. And even though there might be a lot of darkness in the world today, the darkness will not overcome the light. For Jesus is with us every day. And I think, Linda, did you say that you were going to get some help with giving out the lights?
I was going to ask if you could give out on people.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we praise and thank you as we celebrate Mothering Sunday today. A chance to express thankfulness and joy as we remember our own mothers or carers who have or still are serving their families. But we also know that for some people, this is a difficult day, holding hurt, grief, and perhaps anger. We pray that you will draw alongside those who are hurting today to comfort them and surround them with your tender care. Lord, today we remember mothers everywhere, women who grieve because they are unable to have the children they so long to hold and love. For mothers who grieve because, like Mary, they have had to see their child die too soon. For mothers who grieve because they are cut off from their children by disappointment, anger, or bitterness. For mothers who are worried or afraid for their child's well-being or safety. We pray for all mothers who suffer in times of war. In Ukraine and Russia, civil wars in Yemen, the war in the Middle East, and political unrest and terrorist activities in many other countries. God of Shalom, bring your peace to these troubled lands. We pray for all mothers living in countries where it is hard or dangerous to follow you. Grant them courage and hope. Help them to face the uncertain future with certain faith. Help them to show your love to husbands, family, friends, and most of all, to their children. Give them joy and delight in the good times, and comfort and peace in times of challenge. May they have wisdom to share with their children and hope to share with all they meet. Loving God, trusting in your promise to hear us when we pray in faith, we ask you to bless all our relationships in our homes, our church, and our communities, so that through our lives, your loving will for us may be done. Amen. Now we'll have our last song now, and would you like the gifts to be given out during this Mary / Lorraine? So if we've got Harrison, would you like to come and help? Would Ty help, do you think? Harrison, you're on your own. Right. I hope all the mums and, well, everyone here today has a lovely day. And we share the grace together. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and evermore. Amen.